Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. And today, as he hurtles through the skies searching for Jimmy Olsen and Beanie Martin, their very lives are in danger. We'll join him in a moment. But right now, here's Dan McCullough with an exciting walkie-talkie bulletin.
Say, gang, wouldn't you like to be able to send code messages and important reports over a model walkie-talkie? A model just like Joe Martin made for Beanie and Jimmy Olsen? Why, of course you would. And, gang, right now is your chance to own a model walkie-talkie. That's right. The Kellogg Company of Battle Creek has one for you if you send for it right away. Now, I'll tell you how to get it in just a minute, but first, I'd like to give you a little more information about this amazing instrument. It's almost a foot high, made of strong cardboard and regular army color, and it comes equipped with a regular receiver transmitter and 48 feet of communication line. And gang, there's almost no limit to the exciting and dramatic things you can do with your Kellogg walkie-talkie. You can communicate with your subordinates from another room without letting anybody else know what you're saying. You can observe enemy maneuvers and report on them to headquarters. You can even talk in code and fool everybody but your lieutenant at the receiver transmitter. Now, here's how you can get this amazing prize. Just send two box tops from that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep, along with 10 cents in cash and your name and complete address, clearly printed, to Superman, Box 80, that's Box 80, Battle Creek, Michigan. Your own Kellogg walkie-talkie will be rushed to you right away. Now, be sure to keep listening, gang, because I've got more exciting information about the Kellogg walkie-talkie that I'll give you in just a few minutes.
And now, the adventures of Superman. When Jimmy Olsen and Beanie Martin strung a walkie-talkie from Beanie's house to the empty house next door, they were seized by two men and carried off in a car. Jimmy, however, managed to call an SOS over the walkie-talkie to Beanie's brother, Joe, who was at the other end of the instrument. And Joe summoned Clark Kent. Searching the empty house, Kent found what seemed to be a solid gold nail, which had been painted red. And at the curb in front of the house, the fresh tracks of a car. As Superman, he streaked away to follow the tracks. But meanwhile, miles away on the crest of a steep, deserted hill, Jimmy and Beanie's captors have set the two unconscious boys in the front seat of the car and sent it careening down the hill to the river below. As we continue now, Superman is rocketing above a dark highway. No sign of that car yet, but it went this way. I can still see its tracks on the highway. Blowout patch on the left rear tire. Oh, wait a minute. Turned off the highway there. Climbed that steep hill. Now, there go the tracks straight down the hill. Uh-oh, that hill ends at the embankment above the river. Quick, Scott. There's a car in the river, sinking to the bottom. And Jimmy and Beanie are in it. Down to them. Down!
Plummeting down like some giant bird, the Man of Steel dives headlong into the river. A few powerful strokes, he is beside the car, slowly sinking to the bottom. In a split second, he is beneath it, the full weight of it resting on his broad shoulders. Then up, up through the murky darkness, until the steel top of the sedan breaks the surface of the water. Then one final effort, and the dripping car hurtles through the air. Land gently on the embankment.
Here we are. Oh, now to get a look at them. Another moment or two, and this car would have been filled with water, and those kids trapped like rats. I think they're all right, though. Jim. Jim, wake up. Jim.
Where am I?
You're safe now, Jim. Take a deep breath. That's the boy.
Beanie. Where's Beanie?
He's here right beside you.
Oh, is he all right?
He will be. Yeah, he's coming to now.
Don't do it.
Take it easy, Beanie. Take it easy. Everything's under control.
Superman. Beanie, it's Superman.
Where? Where?
Right here. Look at him.
Leaps. It is Superman. Leaps.
What happened to those two guys, Superman?
How did you get them?
Oh, no, not yet. There's no sign of anyone around here.
Oh, where are we?
On the riverbank.
The riverbank? Well, how did we get here?
That's what I was going to ask you. This car was sinking into the river when I spotted it.
Sinking into the river?
That's right.
No wonder I'm all wet.
Lucky you're alive, Beanie.
You mean those guys put us in the car and then rolled it into the river?
That's about the size of it, Jim.
But why? What did we do?
Well, we'll talk about that later. Right now, I want to get you both back to Beanie's house.
You mean you're going to fly us back to my house?
You're not afraid, are you?
Afraid? Me afraid to fly with Superman? Is he kidding, Jim?
All right, Beanie. Come on. One of you under each arm.
What about the car, Superman?
Hmm?
Won't the police want to see it?
We'll send them back for it. All set, Beanie?
Oh, boy, sure. Let her rip.
Okay. Up, up, and away! Look down, Beanie.
My house. Please.
Not much of a ride, was it? Uh-oh.
Something wrong, Superman?
A police car just pulling away from your house, Beanie. It's Inspector Henderson. Tell you what I'll do. I'll drop you boys on the corner. You get into your house as fast as you can, Beanie, and tell your brother Joe everything's all right. He must be worried sick.
Okay.
And you, Jim.
Yes?
You wait outside the empty house next door to Beanie. Clark Kent should be along any minute now. Are your clothes wet?
No, not much.
Mine are soaked.
Well, change them as soon as you get in the house, Beanie. All right, hold on now. We're going down. Down!
Oh, boy. I thought you were going to go right through the sidewalk. You got good brakes, Superman.
Thanks, Beanie. Okay, now run along, both of you.
Oh, bye, Superman, and thanks a million.
Okay, Jim.
So long, Superman, and I hope...
You hope we meet again.
Yeah, I sure do. Oh, boy.
Come on, Beanie.
I'm coming. Oh, boy.
Now, I have to get back into Kent's clothes and start working on this thing. It must be something important if they were willing to drown those two kids to keep them quiet. I haven't much to work on but that gold nail. There we are. Now to join Jimmy as Clark Kent. Oh, there he is, standing in front of the house. Hi, Jim.
Mr. Kent?
That's right.
Oh, boy. I'm very glad to see you. You don't know what happened to me and Beanie.
It's for Beanie and me.
It happened to you, too?
Oh, no, Jim. Your grammar was wrong. Beanie and me.
What a time to be talking about grammar. I was drowning in the river, and you're talking about grammar.
You've got a vivid imagination, Jim.
Imagination?
Uh-huh.
Imagination? Well, you ask Beanie. What? You ask Superman.
Now, wait.
Honest, Mr. Kent.
Wait a minute.
Me and... Beanie and me...
Whoa. Hold it a minute. You and I have work to do. You can tell me all about the river later. Right now, I want to know what you saw in the basement of this empty house.
In the basement?
Yes.
I didn't see anything.
Now, think, Jim. Think hard. You saw some paint cans, didn't you?
Paint cans?
That's right.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's right.
What else?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Kent.
Did you see any nails?
What kind of nails?
Common, ordinary nails, the kind you hammer into wood.
Yeah, there was a pile of them on the table. Brass nails.
That's what I wanted to know.
Why, Mr. Kent?
Because they weren't brass. They were solid gold.
Gold?
That's right, Jim.
But...
Don't ask me why, Jim, because at the moment I don't know. But we're going to try to find out. Our first stop is at Mrs. Lacey's.
Well, who's she?
She lives in a house on the other side of this empty house. Joe Martin told me about her. She's a wheelchair invalid. Sweet old lady. Since she's home all day, she may have seen people going in and out of this place. No harm asking. Come on.
I can't figure out what those two tough guys were doing with gold nails.
Were they tough?
Tough? Well, they knocked me and Beanie and me cold, shoved us in the car and dumped the car in the river. Is that tough enough?
I should think so. Yeah, one step. Look, we mustn't frighten Mrs. Lacey with any weird stories of what's been going on next door. Let me do the talking, Jim.
Okay.
Ring the bell.
Oh, if she's in a wheelchair, how's she going to answer the door?
People in wheelchairs get around.
Come in, please.
See? Well, she said to come in. The door must be unlocked. Try it.
I'm in the living room.
Oh, thank you. Close the door, Jim. Okay, now come on. Mrs. Lacey?
Yes. Won't you come in?
Thank you very much. My name is Clark Kent, Mrs. Lacey. Now, this is Jim Olson.
I'm very happy to meet you, Mr. Kent. And you, Mr. Olson.
How do you do?
We're both reporters for the Daily Planet.
Oh, how nice. I read the Daily Planet.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, I do recall your name now, Mr. Kent. Won't you sit down?
Well, we'll only be staying a minute. We stopped by, Mrs. Lacey, to ask you what you know about the vacant house next door.
You mean, is it for rent or sale?
Well...
Why, yes, it is.
No, we don't mean that, really.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought perhaps you were thinking of it. Houses are so difficult to get these days.
Yes, I know. What we wanted to know, Mrs. Lacey, was whether you had noticed anyone going in or out of the house.
The vacant house?
Yes.
Why, I don't believe so. Of course, my eyes aren't quite as good as they used to be. I'm a bit nearsighted. Old age, you know.
Oh, I think you do all right.
Well, I manage, if that's what you mean. But tell me, have there been people going in and out of the house?
Well, we're not sure, Mrs. Lacey, but... We suspect someone has been making use of the basement.
Oh, I see. And you represent the owners of the house.
Oh, no, nothing like that. It's just that, well, I suppose you'd say we were investigating.
I wish I could help you, Mr. Kent, but I'm afraid I can't.
Well?
However, if you don't mind waiting, my son John should be home any minute now.
Hmm?
If people have been making use of the basement, I believe he'd know about it. In fact, I'm sure he would. Strange he hasn't mentioned it to me.
Well, it's really nothing to be concerned about, Mrs. Lacey.
But people have no right trespassing on other people's property. I do wish you'd wait for John. He'd enjoy meeting you.
Well,
that's his picture over there on the table.
Oh.
Leaping lizards.
Hi, Jim.
Fine-looking boy, isn't he?
Yes.
Mr. Kent, we got our hands great.
What was that, Mr. Olson?
Why, nothing.
I'm afraid we can't wait, Mrs. Lacey.
Oh, it'll just be a few minutes, Mr. Kent.
Hands great.
Well, we'll stop by tomorrow evening. We really must go.
All right, if you must. I'll tell John you were here.
All right, thank you. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Kent. Good night, Mr. Olson.
Good night. Gee whiz.
Tense and excited, Jimmy practically drags Clark Kent out of the Lacey house. What has he stumbled on? We'll know in a moment. But first, let's hear what our good friend has in store for us.
Well, gang, ready for the dope on the Kellogg walkie-talkie? Okay, here you are. First of all, here's how you get it. Send 2 box tops from that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep, along with 10 cents in cash and your name and complete address, clearly printed to Superman, Box 80, that's Box 80, Battle Creek, Michigan. You'll be sent your own Kellogg walkie-talkie right away. And believe me, gang, you'll be one of the luckiest guys in your crowd. Now, this exciting Kellogg walkie-talkie is regular Army color. It's almost a foot high, and it comes equipped with receiver, transmitter, and 48 feet of communication line. This means that you can talk with your pal from one room to another without letting anybody in on your conference. You can spy out enemy activities and report them to home base. And you can make all kinds of secret reports and commands without anyone's knowing. In fact, you can even talk in code. You see, there are samples of code messages printed right on the side of the Kellogg walkie-talkie. Now, here's how you get this exciting prize. Just send 2 box tops from that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep, to Superman, Box 80, that's Box 80, Battle Creek, Michigan. And you'll be right your working model of a walkie-talkie right away.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman. Suddenly and without explanation, Jimmy Olsen dragged Clark Kent out of the Lacey house. Now, trembling with excitement, his eyes gleaming in the light of the street lamp, he is trying to make himself clear to Kent.
It's him, Mr. Kent.
What?
He's the one. Leaping lizard.
I don't know what you're talking about, Jim, but if it's important, keep your voice down.
And how it's important. Her son. Mrs. Lacey's son.
Lacey's son. What about him?
He's the boss of the 2 guys who nabbed Beanie and me.
What?
Yes. And he's the one told him to dump us in the river.
For a long moment, Clark Kent stares at Jimmy in puzzled amazement. Is the solution to the golden nail mystery as close as the Lacey house? The answer is yes. But before the mystery is solved, it's going to lead Kent and Superman a long chase. So be sure to listen tomorrow. Tune in and follow The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Fellas and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is Mutual.